You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us tonight on LA Talk Radio, Empowered Communication Radio Show. My name is Sue Wagner. I'm Dr. Pat Allen's daughter and the director of the Dr. Pat Allen Want Institute. We're so fortunate tonight to have myself and Andy Shaw available tonight to answer your relationship questions. The call-in number for the show will be 323-203-0815. Again, 323-203-0815. When you call the number, Sam at the switchboard sees your number and will call you back to be connected to the show. Please make sure you pick up the callback and enter this number in your phone contact list to avoid going to spam. So tonight we have Andy on. Andy, do you want to say hello to the audience? Andy, you're on mute.
I'm sorry. Hello.
Technical difficulty here. Yeah, Andy was a student of Dr. Pat's, and he's carrying the torch of teaching Dr. Pat Allen stuff. So I have him as a guest to help answer questions. We have Kelly Ward occasionally, and we have Patricia Eltage. And we're available to answer questions. Do you want to say anything to the audience, Andy?
Yeah, I want to, welcome anybody who's listening.
Okay.
And I hope that you find this as useful as I did.
Andy was always at the LA and Orange County seminars. People may know him. He helped set up and help Pat with the recordings. He was like our tech guy. You probably have seen him. He was available with us. You helped for quite a few years, didn't you, Andy?
I did, yeah.
And you went to quite a few of the seminars and you took the classes and you had your own story on how you connected with Pat. So Dr. Pat's work has helped you tremendously. And I like Andy because he's the man's point of view, and we basically have women calling the show. So Andy's a valuable input to help women with their dating and relationship questions.
Sue?
Yes?
Can I ask you some questions?
Okay, go ahead.
So I remember a time where you were not enthusiastic about this work, or about stuff in general. What reason that you are doing what you're doing?
Basically, people always would say, oh, you're Dr. Pat's daughter. You must be so lucky. And I'm thinking I had the horriblest upbringing. Because if anybody knows about therapists, the best therapists are the ones that have had the most screwed up life because they learn from their mistakes. And I think one of the reasons that I can help my ladies is because I've been where they are and I've learned all the lessons. Granted, it took quite a few years and fighting with Dr. Pat, my mom, but I finally got it and I'm able to help the ladies. I offer a drop-in ladies group Monday nights and Thursday nights, $10 donation to help ladies walk through online dating, help them work through their issues. And we get generous donation. We have a very great donation from a very nice lady that helps us pay for the radio show and to keep the doors open. We don't have a physical office, but Dr. Allen still is doing some Zoom classes, but those are for ladies that she's had for the past 2 years and they don't drop out. So unfortunately, I don't have any room for new people and I'm offering the ladies groups. And then we have Andy wants to start some men's groups, and he can also do privates. I have Kelly Ward. She helps Dr. Pat with the ladies' groups. She's the moderator. And we have Patricia Eltinge does privates. Oh, we have a caller. Caller, you're on the air. Do you have a question for us?
Oh, yes. Hi, I'm John. This is Dr. Pat Allen's show, right?
This is, uh-huh.
I'm John. I'm in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. I'm a guy, obviously.
Okay.
Single, 65 years old, but okay. I'm in very good shape physically. professional, successful. I think I'm a good guy. I'm tall, good looking, in good shape. I'm having zero luck meeting a decent woman.
Are you doing online or do you meet them out in public?
Well, I've tried. I'm 3.5 years divorced after married 23 years.
Okay.
I've tried several online dating services immediately after my divorce. I tried them paid subscriptions for a year.
Okay.
And I've gotten one match in a year in each of the sites, which were not that good.
Okay. So do you go out, because if you're masculine, you go and pick the girls that you like with your eyeballs. Do you go in and,
yes,
and
look at
profiles, but they don't contact you back?
They don't contact me back.
Do you have good pictures with you smiling?
Yeah, I've had people take pictures of me. I don't use my own phone. I'm highly educated, and okay. I have advanced degrees in engineering, so I'm somewhat, you know, aware of things.
Okay.
No, I have good pictures. I'm thin. I'm smiling. I have good backgrounds. I'm wearing good background. I'm wearing nice clothes. A variety of pictures and a nice house, which incidentally I gave my ex-wife. And we're on good terms, actually.
Okay.
And I've had several women review my profile, and I actually reviewed women's profiles. When women place a ad on Bumble, for example, they get 300 picks in a week.
Okay.
When a guy puts an ad on Bumble, they may get they'll get computer generated women that Bumble says are matches.
Okay.
And then they may get one woman every 2 weeks, which is not that nice. And then you reply to them, but the computer generated picks never respond.
Okay. Do you go out
to
coffee shops or where women meet and go and look at women and see if they're noticing you?
Yes. I've started having sessions with a dating coach who you may know, actually. I think it's Bruce Starr.
Okay.
And
he saw Dr. Allen.
Yes. I do a lot of things. I actually play Rocky in the cast of the Rocky Horror Picture Show as a volunteer.
Uh-huh.
I scuba dive, I paddleboard, I go to the gym and I work out. I have been going to the store that Bruce recommended, but going to a supermarket to try and meet somebody, it's hit or miss.
Can I ask your age?
Certainly. Oh yes, I mentioned that at the beginning. I'm old, but I think I'm in nice shape.
Okay.
I am 65, and I'm looking for an older woman, roughly 50 to my age. I don't want a lot older than me.
Okay.
But I will take them up to, well, maybe even a year or two older than I am. But I'm in really good shape. I do weightlifting and cardio.
Okay. Because there could be some nice ladies that are 66, 67, 68 that don't look their age. So you know, don't always eliminate because of age, because it is a nut factor.
That will work. In fact, the last woman I went out with, I met on a speed dating thing. Oh, uh-huh. If she hears this call, she's going to kill me.
Oh.
We're actually kind of friends. She was 72, but she was in good shape. But that's actually not why we decided that we weren't a couple.
Okay.
But I 72 is a little bit old, but no, 66, 67, 68, that would work.
Well, if there's any listeners out there, they can reach me at the office at info at Dr. Pat Allen. And if you contact me, if anybody call, whoever caller this is, if you contact me at info at Dr. Pat Allen, if I get any callers, I'll forward them to you. Any emails, maybe somebody out there that is interested. Andy, do you have anything to say to this gentleman as well?
Yeah, I do have a couple questions.
Okay.
Certainly.
Do you have any action photos on your profile?
Well, I don't have online currently. I did it for a year and it got so discouraging. I think I may have a beach photo where I was in which somebody recommended. I may have had a photo of me scuba diving, actually an underwater photo of me scuba diving. I wasn't paddleboarding at the time, but I think I may have had one or two action photos.
All right. So the other day I was listening to, there's a woman called Emily W. King on Facebook, and she kind of knows me, and I haven't found anything that I have to argue with her about. And there's three things that she said not that long ago about putting on your online profile if you're going to go that route, which is post action photos, put minimal effort into your bio.
I'm sorry, say again. I couldn't hear static. I couldn't hear too clearly.
Put
action photos.
Minimal effort into your biography.
Minimal. Oh, that's I did the opposite.
Yeah, and I know a few engineers. I work with some, and you can get good. So let's get out of your head some, because most of us cannot follow what's there, and tone it way, way down. Just make it simple. And then the last thing she said is don't put any expectations on your page.
Like, don't ask what you're requiring, because that might, people will look at that and say, oh, I'm not for him.
Yeah.
Don't put like a hiker, she's got to do this, because if you put too many what they have to have, it kind of, they're like, oh, I can't, that's too much. I'll only do two of those and he wants five.
Yeah, you're severely limiting the pool.
I do have some things I'm looking for though.
What are they?
Big factors are somebody who is intelligent and somebody who is in good shape.
Well, when you want an intelligent woman, then you might be competing.
Okay. You know, what do you mean? What's wrong with that?
With Dr. Allen's material, everybody's masculine at work, but do you want to be the leader or do you want to be the follower? Because if you have two leaders that both are highly intelligent, they all, I think you kind of compete. Andy, do you want to go off more on that?
Yeah.
A lot of men want smart women and then they end up batting heads.
Yeah, having a smart...
That's a good point. That's what happened with my ex and I.
Yeah. So what I'm trying to get, what I want to see is I kind of want to take down your expectations, take down your age requirements, take down your physical fitness requirement, take down your intelligence requirement, and just meet people. Get in front of them, have them get in front of you, and see if there's chemistry. Chemistry is their number one thing that will get you to the next step. Nothing in your head will get there.
Okay. Well, I do have a degree in chemistry and a master's in chemical engineering. So
it has
I should
to be, chemi-
I should be-
it, It has to be chemistry, like you connect. I know.
I was getting carried away.
But Andy is correct. If you have, I'm talking from a girl, and when I see profiles that are too full, it's almost like you're going, oh, he wants too much. He wants this perfect person, and that's nobody can fill that bill. So you eliminate a lot of people even wasting their time contacting you because they feel they may be rejected.
That's interesting because, yes, my thing was like when they say 500 characters, my bio, it's not 498 characters. It's not even 499 characters. I use every single character.
No. You're it sounds like you're a healthy, energetic, fit man looking for a partner that has similar interests, that wants to stay in shape, is active, chemistry is important, communication and compatibility. And then they'll fill in the rest. And then you just talk.
Yeah, I would say you cut your bio down by at least half. Make it kind of like an entrepreneurial pitch. No more than 250 words, no more than 90 seconds. It's an elevator pitch. And you're pitching yourself to the winner.
Okay. I do have one question relating to that is that there was an online thing called The League, which is apparently for scale type guys.
Yes.
And I was wanting to give that a try. I've never been on that.
Is that like a matchmaking service where somebody physically?
Yeah, it's like Bumble or, you know, one of those things. Yeah, it's an online thing. The problem with online, I think these days, is many people who are online it seems like they don't want to meet in person.
That's true. But if you request to get a phone number ASAP and then maybe do a video chat, FaceTime or Zoom, the ones there, you know, it's a numbers game. The ones that are interested will want to connect. I work with a lot of ladies and the guys ghost them all the time.
Yeah. The other thing is, do a video call within 2 weeks max.
Okay.
Make sure you're doing, because, you know, the texting, the emails are all for the 7% of our verbal communication. You know, along with that chemistry, 93% nonverbal.
I have a suggestion. Okay. Maybe go on like the Bumbo or they have that match.com and try a 1 month subscription. And try and use our, cut down the bio and see what kind of results you have. And if you want, Andy can work with you. He's a coach as well. He can help you write up your bio and walk you through it as well.
Okay. Andy, you said, yes.
Yeah.
I will, I'll send you an email. I wrote down your information.
Yes.
I also have a semi-related but different question.
Go ahead.
Last week at my gym, I met this Chinese woman who is a single mom. My ex and I have custody of our young son, who is not that young. So I have shared joint custody. We both love the little guy, but I'm partial to single moms. I met this Chinese woman at the gym. She was taking selfies, and I volunteered to take pictures of her, and she politely declined, but apparently that was an opening for her to start talking to me. So we exchanged numbers, and she seems to like to text me and send me pictures and things like that, but she's different than I've ever seen culturally. And
yes,
how do I make how do I make a move? I've invited her to see the movie Gladiator 2, which maybe wasn't the best choice for a woman.
Going to the movies and stuff might be too much at once because you can't talk. How about just meeting for coffee or lunch?
Okay, coffee or lunch.
Yeah, something that she knows she's not going to have to spend 3 hours and she won't even get to talk to you in a movie.
Yeah, there's okay. There's a dating company in Colorado whose whole shtick is lunch first. And she's been in business for 20 years, has married over 800 people. That works, and it works really well.
Okay. She's Chinese, so she's a little bit, I'm not used to to Chinese culture. I mean, I admire it. And she looks like she likes me, which obviously is a good plus. But I don't know how to connect with her that well. But I will try lunch next time I see her or something. Well,
or text her. You have her text. Ask her if she's available for lunch.
I will.
Remember, masculine is the leader. It sounds like she's the leader. So you're having a little, if you want to be the leader, you have to be more assertive towards her.
Oh, no, I did text her. I mean, we've texted back and forth. And my last text, she sent me a video of her and her daughter at a festival. So I sent her a bunch of photos of myself and my son. And then she just replied back very briefly, nice photos,
here's what I would suggest. When she's sending you pictures of her and her daughter, maybe just say, thank you for sharing. I don't think she wants you to reciprocate. She's just trying to reach out to you.
Okay. Well, very good. I'll try that.
Yeah. And if you want, just reach me at the office and I can connect you with Andy and you could maybe hire him for 15 minutes to help you with your profile and he can go over some more details to help.
Yes, I think I can get your, let me see.
It's info. Info. info@drpatallen.com.
Okay, yes. Very good. I'm John.
John, thank you for calling. And if there's any ladies out there, I'll send me your email and I'll be glad to connect you guys.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you for calling. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for your help. Thank you very much. Bye. Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.
I don't know if he's... Oh, that was a very good caller.
I agree.
Oh, we have another caller. Caller, you're on the air with Andy and Sue. Do you have a question for us?
I do. I have an update.
Okay.
On not a guy, but you guys have given me some advice for my mother.
Okay.
Who is challenging to handle. And so I've been saying, like, I hear you, I understand. And I feel like a broken record.
You might be a broken record for a long time.
A long time. Okay. If she comes back, she doesn't come back and respond kind. She comes back with, like, just more aggressive, more unkind messages.
Okay, but we can't stop her from doing that. But if you back off and don't fight with her, she's got to just fight with herself.
So I've just been saying I don't want to fight with you anymore.
Yeah, she's trying to force the game.
Yes.
Gotcha. I see. And
when we say you have to keep repeating over and over, you're going to have to keep repeating till she gives up and she knows you're not going to fight anymore.
Okay. So just keep up the...
Yeah. Hey, caller, to give you an idea on some numbers here, do you know how many yeses it takes to negate a no?
No, I don't actually.
So it's like 9-to-1 ratio. So you plan on doing this.
Okay.
One negative thing requires 10 positive things to outweigh it, to get it neutralized.
Okay.
So everything she does, you can do it 9 times at minimum. I even had the old boss who said, you know, I said the same thing, and I said it 25 times. I know because I count. And on the 25th time, he finally understood. And I just repeated the words. I didn't change the words. I just repeated them.
So gotcha. Okay.
And remember, therapy is a 3-year process. Even though she's not in it, the first year is getting new information. The third year is benefiting from new information. And the third year is discarding old information. You are just beginning. Okay. You're going to have to repeat a lot.
She won't last. She won't. Yeah, she's only been given 6 months to 1 year left. So.
Oh, okay. I remember you. Yes. And we're trying to get you. Well, she's afraid to help her and stuff. And we're telling you she's worried. Just keep reinforcing.
Same.
Keep over and over and over. Yeah. Don't fight with her. Yeah.
Okay. I can do that. And I do actually have a question on a guy.
Okay. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Too, if you have time. Okay.
Yeah.
So, man's been dating me, and earlier he said he was going to be out of town, and then earlier in the week he was like, "Hey, can we go do this? You know, like I would love to do this together." And I was like, "Great. Here's my availability. You know, I know you're out of town this weekend. If you want to meet up next weekend, here's the days I'm available."
Okay.
He's like, "Oh, I decided I'm going to be out of town next week."
Instead, okay, well, like, then just say, "Well, I'm available. Let me know when you want to do it another time."
Okay.
He's just doing wishy-washy, but just keep being available to him, and one day he may pick a time.
Okay. Gotcha. So I'll just let it. Okay. I'll play that then.
Yeah, just, it's kind of like kill him with kindness. He's trying to push your buttons to see if you're going to react with him changing the plans around, because they always know there's a bit. They always know there's a bitch in women, and they put this to see when she's coming out. Don't do it.
Gotcha. Okay.
Oh, you're busy this weekend? Okay, well, I can do it another weekend. Just let me know.
Okay, I'll keep it up.
Okay.
Just consider this a practice. I mean, he's a good practice for your mom also. So.
Okay.
I mean, we're going to hope for the best, but when things are not working out the best, you just consider this until things do work out.
Okay.
Oh, one more thing. Have you ever read that book, Outwitting the Devil?
No, I haven't, but I've heard Dr. Pat talk about it.
Yeah, highly recommend you do. The devil talks about... the difference between failure and temporary defeat. Failure is when you decide it's failure in your mind. Until then, it's just a temporary defeat, and you got to keep doing it, keep working.
Okay.
It's available in Audible too. I listen to it every so often. It's really good.
I listen to it.
I love Audible stuff. Okay.
It's available in Audible, and it's really good. You'll like it. I now that you mentioned it, I need to pull it back out and listen to it.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I'll add that to my Audible list then.
Okay.
All right. Thank you guys.
Thank you. Thank you, caller.
Bye.
Good insights, Andy.
Thanks. What I'm here for.
I know it. It was different. We've had some good callers today. I really like the one about the dating. I think that guy, once he switches it up, he might have some good luck. Yeah, I do know that I help my women. I always tell the ladies to keep it short. Don't write a bio, because too many people say next, 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 too much information, and they don't fit into your profile. If you know, they see something that you've got too many requests. It's like, you want the perfect person?
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message.
Oh, probably have a caller that's If you call her, remember that Sam calls you back. Oh, caller, you're on the air. Are you available?
Hi there.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Go ahead. You're on the air with Andy and Sue.
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I had a question about the 51% valuable percentage of a man. I didn't grow up seeing a healthy relationship. And in my adult life, I don't think I've ever consistently been around a married couple that I'm around with often that I'm like, yeah, that's how it's supposed to go. So a lot I've learned through books and maybe even through movies. So my question is, how do you know what 51% looks like? Because sometimes I think I get it, and other times I feel like I know nothing.
Dr. Allen, she talks about it. If he's 51% valuable on his worst day, he's a keeper. Like the day when you're super mad at him, but you like him because he called you in the morning and said good morning, and you remember that. Something that reminds you that he did something nice that day will make him over the gauge of 51%. That's what my interpretation. Andy, what is yours?
So I like to pull out a quarter, a dime, a nickel, a penny, whatever, just to have something to show and tell. Now, do you have somebody in mind, or you just wanted to know how to tell their difference?
Both. I want to know for my future, and also I'm just out of a relationship, and I'm trying to evaluate whether I was thinking it kept flowing between 49 and 51, and I just was so confused. So,
okay. Well, this is what I tell people, and this is how I decide for myself. So we got a coin. One side is heads, one side is tails. If I flip the coin in the air, I'm going to let it drop to the ground. If it comes up as heads, you got to stay. If it comes up as tails, you got to leave today, right now. Never see him again. If coming up as tails, if never seeing him again doesn't sound like, if that's okay, if never seeing him again is fine, then they're at 49%. If you think they have value and you still want to explore the relationship, then that's 50%. Okay, cool. So they're at that threshold. On how to get over the threshold is whatever one reason you pick to stay, that makes them 51%.
Okay.
So the person you just left, is there a single reason to stay with them that outweighs everything else?
My answer is I don't know, because I've been at 50-50 and it's caused so much exhaustion within me and confusion, because it's literally been 50-50. So I feel he has.
Dr. Allen also goes, has he done anything illegal, immoral, unethical, or hurts your body?
Some illegal stuff.
Oh, okay.
But it had been done with the last year, and that's as far as that's concerned, that's that. But I felt like he had as many good qualities, but when it came to qualities that made me stop, it was like an intensity. It felt polarizing. It wasn't just like, oh, little things that felt bad. It felt like big things that felt bad and big things that felt good, and I just felt like I was being pulled in two directions. And I thought, wow, it feels 50-50 to me, and I don't even know what it's supposed to look like.
So 50-50 is half love and half hate. Let me read this chapter to you, or this paragraph real quick. You can tolerate your significant other, which is to half accept love and half reject hate the other. It promotes mood swings, which are difficult for you both. To tolerate is the only destructive thing in a romance. When you tolerate lateness, sloppiness, being overweight, burps, yelling, expelling of gas, lying, selfishness, cheating, cheapness, or insensitivity, you hurt yourself by failing your own sense of virtue and integrity. So the question is, do you want to hurt yourself?
Right. And that's why I left. But I wanted to understand this. So in the future, I understand what 51% should look like.
Right. So leaving, once you reject them, I'm going to read that chapter, that paragraph real quick too, is you can reject anyone for any reason you have. I usually recommend immorality, body damage, unethical, property and money damage, and illegal, civil damage of your rights as a citizen. We all have issues we can improve on. Humans grow best in loving, accepting relationships. Use the tools in this book to negotiate changes, and this book is A Man's World, A Woman's Universe. And I'm just going to read you the last one where we accept, which is you can accept him or her, which means that you may not always like or approve of what they are and do, but you find more assets than liabilities. So you work things out. To accept another person is to love that person, even when you don't approve of his or her behavior. If you like more about them than you don't like, help them and work it through. Mutate, don't eliminate. If you find someone who's at least 51% valuable on the worst day, keep that person.
Thank you. And you guys added something that I actually have never heard within the teaching of on the worst day. I hadn't heard 51% on the worst day. So that is something for me to sit and think about, because I've just had it in my head. If he's 51, 51, 51, and so that does add, and that might clear things up once I reflect on the relationship as a whole.
Yeah, Dr. Allen used to talk about that with her ex-husband who passed away. The thing that kept her was the oriental rugs. Remember that, Andy?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she made me laugh. Or I remember it as well,
too. Yeah, she used to say 51% valuable, but I wanted those oriental rugs, so that was the 1% that she stayed.
That's so funny. Yeah, no, thank you. That does clarify things a little. And I did have one other question about flirting, if you have time.
Okay, go ahead.
I feel that I'm bad at flirting. And I do get some, I do feel like when I'm out and about and like at the gym, I do have some attention. I just, as I've been practicing staying in my feminine, I feel like I do less, which I think is good, but I don't know if maybe I'm doing too less. And I'll give you an example. There was someone that came up at the gym and I could tell that he made a point to come towards me. He made a point to talk at me and I had smiled at him. So, you know, that was my part in it at the beginning. And then he was like, oh, do you come here? Oh, I come to this class every single, he was saying, I'm here every Saturday at this time.
Yes. And okay, class. He's trying to feel you out to see when he can see you again. So.
Yeah, and I felt that he was flirting with me, but then this happens often where I am participating. I'm like, oh, that's great. Oh yeah, I haven't taken this class. And I participate, but then when it comes to him getting my number or potentially
well, do you say something like, oh, I'd love to, you know, if he's telling you what day his classes are, you say, gosh, and you tell him yours, then maybe you need to signal him you're interested and say, oh, I'll have to join you in it with the class. That way he knows you're interested.
Thank you. Because that's the women, fact that I felt that if I said that maybe it would be too masculine.
No. You have to signal the men you're interested, or they're not going to keep. Remember, doctor, you have to, when a man comes up, he needs a signal and he's doing his best to get your attention. You have to signal him by saying, gosh, I'd love to meet you at one of the classes. Just throw it out there. Don't invite them to a class, but say, I'll look for you. I'll check out one of the classes you go to.
Yeah, please tell us you're flirting.
That's the funny part, because I think that I'm flirting. I think that, but I'm like, maybe I'm not doing enough to let him know, like,
that you're interested too.
Yeah, you have to tell us, like, consider us toasters, and you got to kind of, you know, set the toaster setting, put the bread in there. You got to do all the things, right? We're like toasters. We're like used cars. We are what we are, and you're not going to get anything different. So don't give us any more credit than we have that we show you, because we don't deserve it. I guarantee it. But tell him that you're flirting. That will indicate to him that he can take it to the next step. Yes. Otherwise, it looks like we're stalking, we're doing something problematic that we're trying to avoid.
Yes.
Okay, I like that for in person. And then when it happens online, there was someone that I met at a humanity protest, which is amazing because I would love to date someone that cares about people. And he had messaged me. He found me. We had taken a picture together and I had tagged him and he had messaged me. Oh, it looks like, you know, you have great workouts. We should, you know, I'd love to work out with you sometime. But we're on different states.
Well, and, but dear, when he says that, you say, thank you for noticing. I'd love to keep in touch. That signals him to keep reaching out.
So I did. And then I said, you know, yeah, I would love to. I'm actually based in this city though. Anytime you're here, let me know. And it ended there. And then I had this,
that was direct, dear. That was masculine. You were giving him a direction. You were telling him how to get a hold of you. You should have just said something like, you know, gee, I live over here. I love, if you want to keep reaching out, I enjoy hearing from you. He'll take the lead then and set up a get together. When you start telling him, well, I live here, when you're near me, give me a call. That's you being the leader. He has to do it your way. He had to do it your way.
Yeah, and if we're doing your way, we're saluting you. We're not changing your feelings.
No. So when a man reaches out, try to be appreciative, number one, and kind of available, and just thank him for reaching out, and you'd love to hear more from him. You'd enjoy talking with him. When he hears that, things will work out when you're going to meet up.
Okay, so for now, I should consider that conversation just dead?
I don't know. He could wait till he reaches out. I don't suggest you reach out to him because you already told him how to date you. You told him when he's in your town, give you a call.
So you might benefit from a book, Pat's actual dissertation work called Conversational Rape. Horrible word, but it is. And there are parts of that, and it's Man's World and Woman's Universe. And there's a little snippet right here. It says, you know, the rational conversation, Bill's asking Mary, I want to take you out this weekend if you're available. Mary replies, I appreciate your invitation, but the fact is I already have a date. Are you willing to ask me again? And Bill's response is, sure. So when you ask him, most of us are going to do it because we want the women in our world happy and healthy. And I think you'd benefit from reading the book.
Okay. Yeah, I'll have to read it. I haven't read that one. I've heard of a lot of women sliding into a man's DM, and I didn't know if that, I've never done it, but that feels like, let's say I hadn't talked to him, but I'm interested in him and I want to, is it too masculine for a female to slide into a man's DM, even like if we pretend that I'd never communicated with him before?
Andy, you can answer that. that's kind of a wobbly line. You could say something like hello, but you can't really do a lot of talking in it.
Right. I would suggest you continue your next conversation step is to reach back out and maybe clean up what you said. And maybe roll it, say something to the fact that you didn't realize, or you realized you may have been directing something and you just want to be available to him. Please let me know if you want to ask me out again or something like that. That might help you more than pursuing, because if you're pursuing, you're the masculine.
Well, as far as that one's concerned, since the conversation has already been had, I didn't do it, but what I had thought, because I did have a dream about him, and I said, there's probably women out there that would say, like, hey, I had a dream about you, and just leave it at that, and the man's intrigued now, and he'll respond if he wants to respond or not. Is that too masculine?
I think that borderline is. It's, yeah. You're asking him questions. Yeah. If
I wouldn't ask him a question, I would tell him.
But you're trying to get him to respond to you.
Okay, yeah. That's why I didn't do it. I was wondering what you guys thought.
I never suggest my women contacting men and asking them questions in order for them to respond back, because men don't like to be, they like to respond at their own terms when they want to contact women. A lot of women reach out to men and ask them questions wanting to start a conversation.
Yeah, have you heard of the 5-step cleanup?
I don't think so.
Yeah, we got a couple more minutes here, Andy, so I don't want
to go. I know. I'm going to point you to the Getting a Man's World Woman's Universe and look it up. It's a way to re-engage that, because you said the conversation was over, but there's a way to keep that conversation alive again. Then at least you've done your part in a feminine way, and I think that will benefit you.
Okay, I'll look it up. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Give us a call next week and let us know how it goes.
Will do. Okay. Thank you.
Oh, no, next week we're on Thanksgiving. Oh. Sorry, the weekend after. Sorry. We won't be here Thanksgiving.
All right. Sounds good.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Bye.
Okay. Great callers today, Andy. Thank you for sharing.
My pleasure. Trying to keep it book oriented. Pat Allen.
Yeah, as far as the DM thing goes, it's called Pat Calls Drop the Hanky, where you basically just do something like say hi. You don't ask them any questions. You just like drop a hanky, and if they want to respond, they'll respond. That's if, you know, I don't know how that DM thing works and stuff, but you could try it.
I found you on this thing. Thought I'd say hi.
Yeah. So. Yeah. So, okay. Well, that's it for tonight. I want to thank Andy and I want to thank our callers. And we won't be here next week because it's Thanksgiving, and we'll be here the following week. Hope you have callers come call in, and we'll have Andy back if he's available. And we may have either Kelly Ward or Patricia Eltinge. So thank you.
Thanks, everybody. Happy Thanksgiving.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.